And now, Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN Radio.
When I pop the trunk, y'all pop the trunk, I pop the hood.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Give me your boom, boom.
Here's Jalen Rose.
What up, Doug?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in, center stage on the mic, and we're putting it on wax.
Putting it on wax every single weekday. Now, not at 2 a.m., everybody. I know you're used to watching us at 2 a.m. We'll now be on at 2 p.m. And another thing that we will do is we will always record some exclusive content for our podcast listeners. Those of you that have been listening to the podcast or listening to this right now, just know that we respect you and we love you and we will never, ever just try to pass off an inferior product because we sold out. Right, Jalen?
It depends on how much they're going to pay us.
That's right. We would definitely do that. I forgot. We would definitely pass off an inferior product just because we sold out. But we're not doing that yet. We're not there yet. They're just putting us on in the afternoon for a four-week run. But we love that you listen to this podcast. And we are sending out T-shirts to those that use social media to prove that they have a series recording on ESPN2 of Jalen Jacoby. Take a snapshot of your television series management of you watching Jalen and Jacoby, and we will pick some lucky winners to get those T-shirts. 2 p.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday, Jalen and Jacoby. First question I have for you comes from NBA Summer League. It happened again. The second triple-double for Lonzo Ball. What has been surprising from Lonzo Ball in Summer League?
I'm not surprised by anything that happens because I follow the great American philosopher's words. LeVar Ball. Lakers gonna get that ball, and they gonna get that ball. And all I know is the last couple of games in Summer League, back-to-back triple-doubles. But here's what I like. How he's wearing different gym shoes basically every game. Smart move, really business savvy. You know what? I'm going to rock the Nikes one game. I'm going to rock the Adidas one game. We're going to get the Baller Brand shoes in order in the meantime. I can always get a shoe deal. I can always put in work. And again, for people to think the bar was set so high by his dad, look no further than the Hall of Fame mogul, Irvin Magic Johnson.
Shout out.
I don't think I've ever seen him sit next to somebody and say, guess what my expectation is of you? To have your number in the rafters up there in Laker purple and gold. So when that happened, everything LeVar ever said went out of the window, and this young man is balling in Summer League for the Lakers right now.
He had 36 points in the previous game. I don't think he had the rebounds to get a triple-double, but he did have a triple-double earlier in Summer League. But there is one thing that I find concerning. Homeboy is shooting 19% from three and about 35% from the field. Does that concern you?
It doesn't concern me because, like anybody that's about investing properly, he just has to learn to understand how to diversify his portfolio offensively.
Oh.
We talked about this as he entered the NBA draft. Mid-range and in the paint, other than basic layups and dunks, he only made 7 total shots the entire season playing for the UCLA Bruins.
What?
So therefore, what ends up happening is in the league, they're going to push up on that three.
Mm-hmm.
He got an uncomfortable release that guys can contest. They're not going to allow you to always get all the way to the hoop. So that's going to be the adjustment, in particular in transition and in pick and roll. Play that mid-range game because he's a big guard. And you absolutely know, if no one else is a fan of guards playing the point that's at least 6'7", I'm the number one fan of guys that could get that done on the NBA level.
I think number two would be Magic Johnson, the gentleman who drafted him. There's also this. Like, there's some things that you can see that will translate, you know, to the actual NBA regular season. There's some things that won't. Like, some of those long over outlet passes going over the whole defense, that stuff's not that available in the NBA. But finishing with both hands at the rim and the passing, just like the in traffic, drawing defenders, dumping it to his teammates. Like, he is really exciting, which is the next thing I want to talk to you about. Like, when we spoke about Lonzo Ball and why you were so certain he was going to go to the Lakers, part of it was they need to put butts in the seats. They need to create some new excitement around this franchise. And you can tell just from these four games in Summer League, Lonzo Ball has that ability. Don't you agree?
The basketball has solar, kinetic energy. And the guy that has it and makes me feel like I'm open, even when I'm not open, that makes me want to run when I'm a little fatigued, that makes me want to cut when I really want to spot up, makes everybody feel involved. That's an infectious playmaker. He has that trait. His shot is going to improve. The percentages are going to improve. But if he was only playing a floor game, that would be enough to satisfy his teammates and continue to find ways to show promise and have elite level talent in the game.
Lonzo Ball has been the discussion of Summer League. He has been a draw. I have to admit, when I see the Lakers playing live at Summer League, I stop just to watch because of Lonzo Ball. However, not everyone is so entertained by the performance of Lonzo Ball. Here we have Ty Lue sleeping while his Cavs are playing those Lakers. He is sleeping on the sidelines of Summer League, which is where? Oh, Las Vegas. Do you think that champagne and campaigning may have had something to do with this little cat nap from Coach Lue?
It was always head-scratching to me that the NBA would decide to have their free agents that are trying to make teams, their rookies that are 18, 19, 20 years old. Let me see where I want to put Summer League. Oh, yeah, in Vegas. Where there's no curfew, prostitution and gambling are legal. Of course, let's just do it in Vegas. That was always head-scratching to me.
Yeah.
But for Ty Lue, hey, man, he tired, bro.
No,
these last couple of years, coaching LeBron James, having to deal with the fact that it's championship or bust. They won it last year, and he was celebrated. They lost in the finals this year. It was like the season didn't even happen. So when he's at the office, he's consumed by what's going on with the players and with management. And are they going to have a GM? And all of a sudden, like me at the movies, you sitting still, the air condition is on. You get a little comfortable, and you take a nap.
Oh, one thing I had noticed from Ty Lue, the grays were there a couple years ago, but now they're really there right now. Like, Ty Lue is stressed out, but come on. You cannot fall asleep while your summer league team is playing. I just can't understand how that would happen. Oh, yes, I can, because he was out late night the night before. That's exactly what happened.
But also, that's not a reflection necessarily of the no curfew in Vegas, which probably played a part in it.
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot about the guys in uniform. Y'all not making the squad.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, he's like, I've seen enough. I know, I've got my roster. We know who it is. We know who's going to be there. I'm just worried about my contract and what I'm going to do next year when LeBron leaves. Finally, we have this. The Knicks have a new general manager by the name of Scott Perry, someone you have some history with. Tell us a little bit about Scott Perry.
I'm really happy for Scott Perry. I've known him a long time. We both represent Detroit. He actually, my junior year at the University of Michigan, was an assistant on Steve Fisher's staff. I know and love his family. His wife, Kim, as a matter of fact, was the actual real estate agent that found the location for
the Jalen Rose Leadership Academy.
And so I've known him that long, as well as his family. He's a longtime executive in the league, whether it's with Seattle, and then he was in Orlando, and we saw him in Sacramento, one of the bright minds in the game. He's been in position to get an opportunity like this for a really long time, but turbulence happens when you're trying to compete at the elite level. I'm truly happy he's gotten this opportunity for the Knicks. He is a guy, New York Knickerbocker fans, that's actually going to make quality decisions, help improve your roster, and when you purchase a ticket, you're now going to start looking at a team that looks like one that deserves to play in the NBA. So for the New York Knicks, who I personally stood on the table and criticized as loud as anybody ever, they finally did something responsibly. Congratulations to my brother Scott Perry, to Steve Mills, who got a promotion. The Knicks finally see light at the end of the tunnel, and it's not a train.
Here's the thing. When he gets to his office, it's nice and clean. They've got it set up for him. There's whiteboards, and there's just one thing written on the whiteboard: to do, trade Carmelo Anthony. Like, that's all he has to do. And they're like, oh, wait, we've stalled talks. We're going to try to convince Carmelo to stay. Like, no, you're not. You're going to trade Carmelo Anthony. Where do you think he will end up? And more importantly, will Steve give us the scoop here on Jalen and Jacoby first?
I already hit Scott on the text.
I called him Steve.
We'll see if we get the inside scoop. But Steve Mills, you could have been talking about either one.
That's exactly what I meant. That's exactly what I meant. That's a good partner right there, Jalen.
No question. But here's the deal. Carmelo Anthony ends up with the Houston Rockets.
Ooh.
Because you got to look at the pieces on the chessboard. The Cleveland Cavaliers aren't giving up a core piece of their team, in particular Kevin Love or Kyrie Irving, to make a deal happen for Carmelo Anthony. But when you look at the Houston Rockets, that guy is Ryan Anderson. And when you're a knockdown three-point shooter the way he is at the stretch four position, there is true value clearly for him around the league. Carmelo wants to team up with CP3, his Banana Bowl brother, as well as James Harden, who was second in the league in the MVP race last year. I applaud the Houston Rockets and Daryl Morey for consistently being able to recruit all-star level players to their team. The Houston Rockets will clearly be a threat, not only in the Western Conference, but more importantly, to the Golden State Warriors.
Exciting. Also exciting, the three-country, four-day, four-city promotional tour for the upcoming spectacle between Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather has come to a conclusion. There's been a lot of jawing. There's been a lot of nose-to-nose. There's been a lot of song and dance. But there's also been some insensitive language used and some pretty sophomoric insults between the two of them. Does that make you less excited for the fight?
Not at all. Especially as a guy that when you do this job, of course you get some right, you get some wrong. That's just how it goes. But when you come to Jalen and Jacoby, we take you behind the curtain.
Okay.
And that bullseye was on the chest when I was in a microphone saying that these two individuals would do combat in a ring. What does a basketball player know about boxing? How's he going to break the news? So it's not a personal surprise to me about the language. Adults, I don't actually curse in sports. This happens in boxing constantly. It's a combat sport. These individuals are very fiery, and I want to say this respectfully. As I stood on the stage right behind my brother Floyd Mayweather next to his family, saw the jawing up close and personal, videotaped it, and went to the press conference. This is going to be the most excitement you guys get.
Really?
These press conferences.
But I got to tell you.
And the introductions of both fighters and the national anthems for both fighters. Once the fight start, you ain't gonna see Conor.
Do you consider...
The only thing you're gonna see is the back of his shoulder. Missing.
Do you consider this four-city tour a success? Because I had higher expectations for this, to be honest with you, because they are such loud, extroverted, boisterous, wordsmiths, intimidators. I kind of thought that these press conferences would be a little bit more exciting, but it seemed to be just kind of like half thought through insults and posturing, and like what they were wearing was as important as what they were saying.
I think the press conferences were as advertised. There was a lot of vulgarity, as you mentioned, a lot of profanity. But the thing I got out of it most is two elite competitors. I joke about the fact that Conor doesn't have a chance in the ring, but Floyd wouldn't have a chance in the octagon.
No.
So with that being said, when you have two of the best at their crafts, and I noticed something that was really distinct that I love in sports that doesn't exist a lot.
What's that?
They truly don't like each other.
No.
It just so happened that they're going to go to combat August 26th. And when I get a chance to see that, and there are 13,000 people at the Staples Center, there are thousands of people in Brooklyn. It's going to be like that in Toronto. It's going to be like that in London. That's more attendance than some Major League Baseball teams get on a certain night. Then a lot of other sports are able to capture. So you have to say that that's an ultimate success for the sweet science.
So then we have this. When he was in Brooklyn, you know, after being accused of actually not having that much money, you know that Floyd Money Mayweather was going to respond. He showered Conor McGregor in actual dollar bills. My question for you, though, Jalen Rose, once that happened, I was like, what happens to that money after the press conference? That's my question. Who ended up with all of that money after the press conference?
I'm disappointed in you. This is a don't get fired moment.
Why is that?
Everybody get close to that red button in the studio. Uh-oh. Are you serious right now? I'm about to take something off wax and put it on wax.
What's that?
I normally don't do this.
What's that?
How do I feel about individuals throwing money, in particular dollar bills?
In a hypothetical situation in which you and I were at a gentleman's club and you were hypothetically hit with someone else's money, you would hypothetically be very upset about that to the point where I had to calm you down. Hypothetically.
That's one. Two, I always thought that it was rude and disrespectful for you to throw the money and force somebody to have to bend over and pick it up. That's for everybody else. To me, that's for the show. It's called Making It Rain. You can still give somebody the same amount of money, but just put it in the garter belt. Just put it in the hand.
Let's move on.
I don't like that process anyway.
Let's move on.
So with that being said, who ends up with the money? If I'm Connor, me. I'm scooping all of that up.
No, you're telling one of your guys to. You're like, just scoop that up. Scoop that up. There's at least $200 there.
No, I ain't too proud. I just picked up about 5 nickels and 2 dimes walking in here. You got to start with a couple of cents in order to get to the dollars.
You did not pick up change. Your knees are so bad, you can barely bend over to tie your shoes.
Hey, let me tell you something that people started to learn when I started to do this job. I say a lot of stuff, but one thing I don't do is lie. That's one thing I don't do is lie.
That's a lie right there. Next, Paul George was on our colleague Woj's pod. And they're asking about, you know, going to the Thunder and this and that. They're having a nice conversation. And there was something interesting that was spoken when they spoke about Russell Westbrook and Kevin Durant's relationship. Here's what Paul George had to say, quote, "It's not my point to want to know or want to figure out what happened. It's pointless. They are buddies. They are back good again." Things certainly seemed a little frosty during the All-Star break. Do you believe that KD and Russell Westbrook are back friends again?
I like to judge success on realistic expectations.
Okay.
And when you listen to Jay-Z on Reasonable Doubt's album, he's talking about cooking in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about baking soda.
Mm-hmm.
He's talking about waving weapons.
Okay.
Now when you hear 444, he's talking about his wife. He's talking about retirement.
Yep.
He's talking about 401k.
Yep.
He's talking about art. What ends up happening, you evolve, especially if you're successful on your own. And what happened this year? KD left, but Russell had a historic season to the point where he the first guy to average a triple-double, and he won what award this year?
The Most Valuable Player Award. Terrible trophy.
And how about this for KD? He joins the Golden State Warriors, becomes the third player in the history of the NBA to win finals MVP the first season that he participated in a uniform for a basketball team. And they won it this year. So they don't have anything to be mad about. You won. I won. I'm with a great organization, OKC, and they just got me Paul George. I'm good. Let's go to the ESPYs. Wink, wink. Peyton Manning's going to say some jokes now. Y'all ready for this? It's good. We 100. And this is how you know everybody was good. Russell didn't smile. KD didn't smile. But their loved ones were dying laughing. Catch up.
Do you think they text? Like, do you think they texted today?
Not today. Me and you didn't text today, but we 100.
That's fair. That's a fair point.
Today's horoscope brought to you by Geico.
Gemini, you may find yourself struggling with alertness today. That's because you stayed up last night celebrating the hundreds of dollars a year you could save by switching to Geico. Your struggle will continue well into the afternoon during Philip's status meeting, in which you'll say, "No, Philip, I wasn't snoring. I have severe seasonal allergies." Your presentation was riveting. Well played, Gemini.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
It is time for my favorite segment that we do. It's time for Soft Move or Boss Move.
Let's get it. This is one of the greatest ideas you've ever encountered.
Everything we do here at Jalen and Jacoby, we do as a team. I will not take credit for it, even though it was totally 1,000% my idea. Are you ready?
Let's get it.
Beyonce posted the first picture of their new twins, Sir and Rumi, and there she was in all of her beauty, just surrounded by flowers and oceans, and it was a beautiful picture of her. But the twins had their eyes closed, and they were kind of awkward-faced. She definitely just took the picture that she looked best in, regardless of what the twins looked like. Is that a soft move or a boss move from Queen B?
Boss move. First off, she's Queen B. Second, you're probably the only person that I know that's truly qualified to have a critique about how twins look in the picture. The other thing I want to say is, she got paid, I'm sure, for every time she sent the picture out. And like Jay said, what's better than one billionaire?
Two billionaires. What's better than one baby? Two babies. But here's the thing. One thing I learned from having like 7,000 children, newborn babies all look the same, A, no matter what race, gender, size, or whatever. They all look the exact same. And B, like, you don't realize it at the time, but your babies aren't really cute until they're like 9 months old. Like, that's just true.
Oh, that is cold.
It's definitely true. I look back at old pictures of my kids, and I'm like, I thought these were the cutest babies in the world. And they just kind of look like naked mole rats wrapped up in, like, pajamas. Shout out to Sir and Rumi.
Look
and
down
Jay-Z
at your text, because Joey Beyonce. Jacoby, I'm pretty sure, is watching us on television.
I'm pretty
you're
sure.
Talking like
I'm pretty
you're
sure
on a podcast.
She gets plenty of listening to David Jacoby. She's fine. Moving on.
Shout out.
Steph Curry is, after debuting that terrible beard in the playoffs, now is debuting a new hairstyle. He's got those kind of like little twists, not talking about the rapper, but like those, you know, like kind of like baby newborn dreadlocks. Soft move or boss move? Steph Curry's little twists.
Soft move.
Ooh, I like it. Why?
Because here's the thing with Steph. He's bored. That's why I say that. He won a championship 2 years ago. He won 73 games last year.
The MVP.
They won a championship this year. They have KD. Like, all right, I'm going to grow my beard out. All right, I'm going to grow my hair out. He has nothing to do. He's winning. He's the son of a gun, literally, in Dale Curry. His brother's in the league. His lovely wife is about to have a TV show. I saw his daughter on TV doing her thing, and they have an amazing family. He just bored, man. Just saw him at the ESPYs. He ain't tripping.
Yeah, I think this was Aisha. I think she was bored. Like, he was watching TV, and she just crept up behind him and just started twisting his hair. That's my theory. That's my theory. Next up, Andy Roddick's wife, Brooklyn Decker, exposed a little details about Andy Roddick's spring cleaning. She said that Andy Roddick was cleaning out the house, and he threw out not all, but most of the trophies he ever won playing tennis.
What?
Soft move or boss move, throwing away all your trophies?
The ultimate boss move.
Ooh, that's what I was going to think, too. Why is that a boss move?
It's one thing to give it to a loved one, mm-hmm. like your mom or somebody sentimental or a coach. But when I walk in your crib, unless you like six athletes of all time, I don't want to see all of your jerseys and all of your trophies and all of your basketballs. Like, what have you done for me lately? Didn't Janet Jackson make that record? The world don't care about what happened 5 years ago, I promise.
Exactly. What they represent is your past successes. Like, they represent that you were once an incredible tennis athlete, but right now you are not. And they are, I think she actually even said, they are just, like, physical items. And if you have family members that want them or whatever, but, like, if you're trying to keep this as some sort of family heirloom, like, your kids won't even care, and your grandkids definitely won't care about some tennis tournament that you won 60 years ago. They are eventually going to end up in the trash, so he just put them where they're eventually going to end up. Boss move from Andy Roddick there. Now we have this one. This one's a little sensitive. Russell Wilson attended the Kids' Choice Awards. He attended the Kids' Choice Awards with his stepson, Future, who is the child of his wife, Ciara, and the rapper, Future. Not only did he attend, the two of them walked the red carpet together. This is sensitive. Taking your new stepson to the Kids' Choice Awards and walking the red carpet with him. Soft move or boss move?
I'm embracing fatherhood. That's a boss move. Here's the deal. My distinction is this, and not to compare the relationships at all, but I'm just drawing professional parallels of public figures that I've seen have turmoils dating someone when their ex was famous. And I'm looking at you, Derek Fisher, along with the Matt Barnes situation.
Okay.
They're not married. So it would look a lot different for Derek Fisher to be walking the red carpet
yes.
with Matt Barnes' sons versus Russell Wilson, who's married to Ciara. They started the new family. His son lives with him. You have to embrace the fact that that is his stepfather. He's going to do nice things for him, you hope. And taking him to the Kids' Choice Awards happened to be one of them. Russell Wilson did a boss move.
Yep, I agree with everything that you're saying. But I'd like to make the other case is that he didn't have to walk the red carpet with it. You know what I mean? Like, he could have said, you know what, this is new, and there's a little bit of tension between, you know, his father and my wife, and let's just go to the Kids' Choice Awards. We'll sit next to each other, but we can keep it low-key. We don't have to walk the red carpet and sort of make a press thing out of it, you know?
There's no such thing as being low-key when you're in public. There's nothing he could have done to avoid cameras. You're saying that, what, they should have just sat next to each other? Guess what's going to happen? We're going to zoom the camera in and say, oh, he's sitting next to him at it. Like, there's no way around it. He deserves to be happy. They moved on. He shouldn't have to live in a closet. He shouldn't have to live in fear. He should be able to embrace his new family and his successes.
I also think that he should embrace Future's music. You know, like, he's missing out on some really good music. You know, like, they won't let him play it in the locker room. Like, he's missing out on some really bad, some bangers that he can't even listen to in his headphones. I know secretly he probably still listens to them.
You know, I represent the A. I got a warm spot in my heart for the A. The first time me and you ever saw each other, we were in the A. Okay? I remember when Future first was starting to bang out and people didn't really know that he was going to tear it up like he did. So I'm a major fan as well. But again, like Jay-Z said, your son will be playing football with his stepdad. At some point, you got to embrace it.
Wait,
and
Jay-Z,
I'm pretty sure
that?
Future will.
Jay-Z said
you
that?
You got it. 444.
Okay. Next and finally, there are Cubs fans that bet on the Cubs to win the World Series at 5-1 odds and never cashed in the checks at the casinos they bet them at because they want to keep them as souvenirs. There are thousands, approximately 20% at some of these sports books, of the bets that were laid on the Cubs. Those tickets were never cashed. Keeping your bet on the Cubs as a souvenir, is that a soft move or a boss move?
That's a stupid move.
Okay.
Give me my cheese.
That's what I'm saying.
You can still take a picture of the receipt.
I didn't even understand this, so I actually did some research on this topic. There are some tickets that are worth $3,600, okay? $3,600 that were not cashed. You can take a picture of that, put it in a frame made of 24-karat gold and diamonds, and still have $2,000 left over. Like, that is just silly to me. That is just insane to me. It's a soft move.
That reminds me of one of my all-time favorite baseball players,
Ricky
Henderson. The guy that broke Lou Brock's base-stealing record. I used to love the way he used to hold the bat at the plate. I used to love the way he slid at home and at second. When he got his first Major League Baseball check for $1 million, he didn't cash it. He framed it. And before you know it, the team reached out to him and was like, are you going to cash that check? So that's what that reminded me of.
I love that story.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
One thing we do here at this program is we follow a foundational philosophy, a mantra, and a motto. And that motto is,
got to give the people time, give people
Part of giving the people what they want is asking the people what they want. So we reach out to those on our Twitter feed and on Reddit in our subreddit group. If you want to find our subreddit, it is just Jalen and Jacoby on Reddit. And our voicemail line. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a message, and we will play it on the show just like this.
Jalen and Jacoby, this is Neil from Irving, Texas, still wearing loose-fitting jeans. My boys are free to roam the ranch. Thank you for your advice. I have a question. San Antonio Spurs haven't made a lot of moves in the offseason. Do they have another move left in them, like trading LaMarcus, etc.? What are your thoughts? Keep giving the people what they want. Love the show. Out.
His boys are free to roam the ranch, Jalen. Not what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on the second part of Neil's question, which was, do the San Antonio Spurs have another move to make to improve their roster?
I learned something last season officially.
What's that?
As long as they got Pop and Kawhi, they're in the mix.
They're in the mix.
I remember being in the arena game one, Golden State Warriors. The San Antonio Spurs were up 20 thumping them before Zaza Pachulia took over. And he hurt Kawhi Leonard. So as long as they have those two players, first and foremost, those two participants, they're not as far off as their roster looks. Patty Mills re-signed this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they get a chance to retain Jonathan Simmons.
Jonathan Simmons but is signed with another team. They do not have Jonathan Simmons anymore.
What?
Breaking news.
Okay. So the move that clearly has to take place for them is see what you can do with LaMarcus Aldridge's production versus his contract. That, to me, how they maneuver that move helps usher in a new era of who's going to be the second and third best player on the team besides Kawhi, as Tony Parker and obviously Manu Ginobili, who hasn't decided if he's going to return yet, have slowed down.
Are you ready to hear some basketball blasphemy from David Jacoby? I do not believe in the Spurs next year. Unless they do something dramatic, I think you will see their production fall off and their seed drop in the Western Conference. You'll see. Next.
Oh, they're going to drop from the number two seed to the number three or four seed. Oh, way to put something on wax.
That's right. Next. This is from our subreddit. Love our Reddit. Love the subreddit. I troll that subreddit every single day. Here's a great question, and I really want to know your answer on this. What's the difference between a barbecue, a picnic, and a cookout? Shout out to the minivan drivers.
I think I need to pull you behind the curtain for this one.
Pull us behind the curtain.
Okay. Rule June Lord Sear play a game on Shay 4-5. It's called Black, White, or Other.
Mm-hmm.
Love the show. Big shout. I'm going to decipher the difference between those three.
Okay, please do. Do you remember what the three are?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
First off, we're going to talk about a picnic.
Okay.
That involves actually putting food in baskets or Tupperware and or bags.
And you need a blanket.
It's not going to be hot when you eat it.
Yeah, it's like an outdoor
taking
thing.
It to a different location.
A blanket
to
is always
actually
involved.
Eat it.
Yeah, you sit on the ground for a picnic. That's how I think of a picnic is you sit on the ground. Or a picnic table.
Absolutely. For me, that's more for family, in particular young kids, or for romance with your significant other.
Okay.
A barbecue, that's more of a social gathering while the food is being cooked on the grill. But there are a lot of adult beverages happening, but the kids can kind of run in and out of the room. And they can ear hustle some stuff, and you might have an uncle to let you taste a little beer, but you know, it's still festive.
Okay.
You know, it's more of like a potluck. You know, you get a chance to eat different stuff that you probably wouldn't normally eat. Get to eat your grandmother's yams and your potato salad of your auntie and all of that good stuff. A barbecue, it's for the soul.
And what is a cookout? Okay. How's a cookout different from a barbecue?
A cookout, you Earl Flinning.
Okay. Oh, of course, Earl Flinning.
Cookout is a party.
See,
you playing cards.
Do you know what it says to me? Cookout's a thing about quantity. I feel like it's just more people and more food. It's a quantity difference between a barbecue and cookout. That would be how I would describe it.
No doubt. The music is loud, and all of a sudden, there's a Soul Train line happening. Before you know it, the adults telling the kids to do that dance. It becomes so very festive until this thing happens. The one person that has too many beverages ruins the night.
Well, that happens.
It's always that one person in the family.
That happens.
It's always somebody in the family that has too many of something, and before you know it, they're cursing everybody out and the night's over.
Next, we're going back to our Twitter feed. That is at Jalen and Jacoby. Bass wants to know, who's the guy you did not know about before Summer League but are impressed with now? That's from Bass. I have to say it's Alex. I believe his last name is Caruso from the Lakers. He just signed a two-way deal with the Lakers. And, you know, I also have a penchant for Caucasian basketball players. Who's been impressive to
I
you?
I wonder why.
Who's been impressive to you?
Let me see. What is Kevin Love, Kyle Korver, and Gordon Hayward up to these days? Says the guy that prayed to our friend, the legend.
I wish I was friends
Larry.
With the legend. I wish I was friends
every
with the
night before he went to bed.
That was before
I would say the guy that's leading the league in scoring. Nobody can say they thought Forbes would be doing that.
Mm.
It's really impressive. We're going to talk about Tatum's one-on-one game. We're going to talk about Ball's triple-doubles. But I like to see guys that were already in the league, they're still trying to figure out their next move. Am I going to be back with the team that I ran with? Am I going to be a free agent? Am I going to get a one-year deal? Am I going to have staying power in the league? He's tearing up Summer League, so that's who I'll say.
And finally, we have one final voicemail.
Jalen Jacoby, what up, though? This is Brett from Pennsylvania. My question is for Jacoby. While I agree that the Moana soundtrack is a banger, I personally think Tangled has the best soundtrack. What's your favorite Disney soundtrack of the newer movies? All right, thanks.
First of all, I have become an expert on some Disney soundtracks. If you come to my house, we are not bumping Future. We're not bumping Jay-Z. We're not bumping jazz. We're not bumping classical. It is exclusively Disney soundtracks because it makes my kids calm. Moana is fire. I have to go with Moana on this one. But one thing I've learned is kids can tell if a movie was made 10 years ago. We try to show them Aladdin. They're like, nope. They sniff it out real quick. We try to show them Fantasia. They're like, this is an SD. They're like, get rid of that. They want high quality of the latest. So I'm not the right person. I haven't sampled all of the Disney soundtracks, but I will tell you that Moana soundtrack has made me cry at least four times. At least four times.
I've heard from coworkers, friends that we have in common, and so many people that follow you on IG, that you have an amazing page that you continue to post things with your kids.
You can't even get your own co-host to watch your Instagram stuff, man. Can't even get my own co-host on Instagram. You got
to
get on Instagram.
I'm going to have to possibly join.
We're going to be on ESPN2 in the afternoon. You always talk about promoting the show. You join social media, a new social medium, make a splash, promote the show, and you can watch me sing Moana on IG. There are some things that are worth discussing. Then we hit the brakes. The topics that are not worth discussing, we just keep it moving. Jonathan Simmons has signed to a new team. Hit the brakes, keep it moving.
Hit the brakes.
He signed a 3-year deal with the Magic. We don't know exactly how much it is for, but apparently it was too much for the Spurs to retain him. What do you think about Jonathan Simmons' new home?
I appreciate how he turned himself into an NBA player based on his past. Here's a guy that actually paid the Spurs organization through their D-League money to participate with the team.
Mm-hmm. To try out
to
for the
making
team,
the
he
San
had
Antonio-
to pay actual money.
Absolutely. To making the San Antonio Spurs, to also ultimately being their best player as they got closed out this year without Kawhi Leonard. You would have thought possibly since the Spurs developed him that they would have been able to retain him. But I'm with you, Jonathan. I already gave y'all some dough. I'm about to get this check. Peace.
Keep getting them checks, Mr. Simmons. Next, a man locked himself inside of an ATM room in Texas without his keys or his cell phone. Keep moving or hit the
brakes.
All right.
Here's the most important thing I want to say about the ATM.
Okay.
When I started to put my credit or my debit card inside of one, and usually it feeds you $20 bills mm-hmm. back, when are they going to start being Harriet Tubmans?
They're not.
That's all I want to know.
I'm not holding my breath for the Tubmans. But here's what happened. He was locked inside the ATM room. Here's how he got out. In the receipt slot, he wrote notes and slipped them out of the ATM. So put yourself in the customer's shoes. You're going to take out $100 or whatever, and then all of a sudden, the ATM itself, the note pops out. It's like, help, save me, I'm locked inside the ATM. Would you alert authorities, Jalen Rose?
I would alert authorities. That is not one of the cases where I would mind my own business.
Okay.
But the other 99.9% of scenarios, I'll scream. I'll call 911. But if your number isn't in my phone as a recent, I'll just try to get you the help you desire.
Oh, now you got to be recent. Oh, you just close it down. It used to just be your number had to be in my phone. Now you have to be a recent. I like it. There are new dress code for LPGA golfers. Keep it moving or hit the brake.
Keep it moving.
A man seeking medical help showed up at a Denver emergency room with a trash bag full of marijuana. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Oh, hit the brakes.
So he goes to the hospital and he needed medical help. He had a trash bag full of 1.8 pounds of marijuana. Here's one thing I want to point out. That bag is way too big for that little amount of marijuana. You know what I mean? You do not need a trash bag for 1.8 pounds of marijuana. But what do you think he said to the doctors when he arrived?
How do you think I could sell this since it's now legal in Colorado?
They're like, sir, what's the problem? He's just like, I'm just really, 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 really high. That's my problem. I felt like I'd be more comfortable here because when I was out there, I was scared. Next, the Thunder have signed a veteran to a one-year deal. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
You know who it is. Nick Collison has signed a one-year deal with the Thunder. They're like, you're old. We're not even going to give you 2 years.
All right, we can keep it moving after that.
We be moving, you know, we keep it moving.
Finally, 22,000 people agreed to clean toilets. Keep it moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
They put in the fine print of a user agreement, they put that you have to clean toilets, and only one person noticed. Have you ever, ever, ever read the user agreement before you clicked on it?
I have not, and don't plan on it.
Thank you so much for listening to the Jalen and Jacoby podcast. Don't forget, go to iTunes.
Thank you.
Leave us a review. 5-star, 5-star, 5-star.
Thank you.
And tell a friend to tell a friend to get on the Jalen and Jacoby podcast subscription bandwagon. We give the people what they need.